Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio, as always, by Randy Engston.
Good day, my friend.
Good day. All right, man, I got a special guest, and I'm so excited to get going on this. Dave Carroll's in town from Dope Marketing, which is a dope name, by the way, all the way from Minnesota. He came in town. We were having a conversation yesterday. He came in town. He's like, hey, man, I got to go meet with this guy, Andy Elliott. We're going to talk shop. I go, oh, the Andy Elliott that you see everywhere on social media? That's
that,
the guy?
That one, yeah.
And I go, yeah, he's in Arizona right by us. Why don't you stop by the studio? He's like, cool. All right. Welcome to the show.
We made it happen. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, listen, guys, I mean, tons to talk about today, but probably the hook on the episode title got you thinking, like, what the hell? Facebook's dead. What do we do next? Well, listen. What's old is new again. I could tell you when I opened my gym in 2009, there was no Facebook. There was no digital marketing. There was some email marketing.
Yep.
But guess what we did? We did direct mail. We did door hangers. We did, you know, and there was that brand new thing called Every Door Direct that came out from USPS.
Yeah. You know about that.
And so I got a chance to meet Dave, and we've been jamming. He is a platinum sponsor for the Grow Summit, so we're excited about that. You're going to be able to meet him in person or his team in person, and we're going to get into the weeds with this crazy software that Dave's got. It is insanity. He just showed us. Can we show some stills from the from the looks on our face when he got in here? So why don't you give us a little background on Dope and kind of what you guys are up to?
Yeah. So outside of Dope being a cool name, it actually stands for data on previous engagement.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. There's some brain power behind
that. Yeah. We have our moments. Not all the time. We have our moments. The reason that I started Dope Marketing, so I've been in the home service space, and then I started a data business about 10 years ago. And I just saw like how hard it was to send direct mail. Sadly, the print industry is ran by 70-year-old fat guys who suck at golf, whose kids don't want to work for them. Yeah. I'm like, hey, I'm your nephew, Dave. I love this shit. I saw that a traditional direct mail campaign, let's rewind back in Tim's gym in 2009, you're trying to get a design done and you're going on Fiverr, you're dealing with your niece's ex-boyfriend that was a graphic designer in school, or jumping through the hoops
that was
with
me.
All this
I
stuff.
Was a, yeah, I was right? a designer.
Exactly. So now you gotta deal with these artistic designers for 2 weeks to hopefully get your message out right. Then you gotta find a list. Where the hell is the list? Who are you targeting? Is the list real? Is it garbage? Is it dead? Is it good? Is it you're just trusting someone who probably knows as much about it as you do? Then you have to put together this mailing campaign and set up your tracking and your QR codes and your call and your stuff. And you're like, you're trying to run your gym. You're not trying to do all this. Then you got to go to the post. You got to get it all printed. Then you got to go to the post office and argue with Karen that you filled your paperwork out right.
Oh,
and
like, the bundles.
Yeah. Oh my God, that I can still smell the fucking like the bleeding, bleeding paper cuts on my hands from stacking the EDM papers. Mm-hmm. 2 to 8 weeks is what it took to send out a direct mail campaign. And you could either do all that on your own, you could go find Jimmy the printer, you can get online and hope your stuff goes out. And I just thought there was a better way. And so we started building a piece of software that allowed you to send laser-focused direct mail with no minimum order anywhere in the US. And so I built this company, and I'm like, we're gonna broker this out, these printers are dying, they need work. So we try to send it to them, they're like, nope, it's impossible, can't do this. I'm like, fuck that. These computers are, or these printers are computers, we understand software. So we bought a print shop. And then we started scaling it. And we went from 1,200 square feet to 35,000 square feet of production facility in less than 3 years. Everything that we do comes out of our platform. So we built a tool that allows you to come in, build the design, build a list, set up the targeting, set up the automations, all with no minimum order, and send that stuff and get it anywhere in the country in 4 to 7 days.
That's insane. Yeah, so you made a better way. And honestly, the software getting in the back end of that thing. Let's talk about that for a second. Picture your gym owner. You're looking across the street and you got a stack of houses out there. Like, man, shouldn't those clients be in our gym? Maybe they don't know what we cost. Maybe they're afraid to come in.
Yep.
How do I get our message in front of them? Obviously, you can do some direct, you know, like some Facebook ads and kind of blanket the area. You can,
sure,
you can pick a zip code and try to get a list and hope for the best. But right, what we were able to do, two things. We were able to put our address into your system. We, yep, were able to draw a circle around, obviously, a radius. But then you asked me, it's like, where are the baller houses at? I go, yeah, check out Silverleaf right there. That's where John Rahm just bought his house. Yeah, John Rahm, the Masters winner, right?
Yep,
so,
yep.
We circled the houses. It pulled up, okay, you got 148 houses here. And you're like, well, what's your age group? And we said, all right, with 50 to 60. And boom, it's like 79 perfectly targeted,
yep,
in the right neighborhood people. But that's the beginning of it.
Yep.
That's the start of it. And then you pull up the calendar, click a button, bada bing, bada boom. We got the pre-designed templates, and we can send them out every week for the next month.
Yeah, no minimum order. And that's the thing is, like, I would rather see you send 1,000 cards to someone 10 times, mm-hmm, to one person than send it one time to 10,000 people. The approach is like local businesses. So we did a case study over the past 3 years. Local businesses are getting 2 to 4 touches on their ideal customer. And I forgot to ask you guys when we started the show, you guys both went to Harvard, like me, right?
Yeah.
Harvard
MIT.
Grads.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, yeah, that's what I thought. Sorry, MIT. So at our alma mater at Harvard 3 years ago, they did a case study and they said the average consumer, it takes 7 to 11 touches.
Makes
for
sense.
A cold, yep, consumer to remember a brand. And because we live in this world of instant gratification, DoorDash, Amazon Prime, I'm impatient. I want it and I want it now. But the stat is that only 3 to 7% of your ideal customer is actively searching for you right now. They want to work out. They know their program. They just got divorced. They want to get skin. They, whatever. They want your gym and they're actively searching. When you look at that group of houses wondering why everyone's not in there. The other 93 to 97% have the intention to use your business. They want to trust you, but they don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. They don't know what problems you solve. They don't know how easy it is to work with you. They don't know why you are the authority in your, mm-hmm, space. So when you look at all these touches, it's not that it's direct mail or it's Facebook or it's door hangers or it's billboards or it's radio or it's LinkedIn. It's that touches or channels have value. And when you look at how you're getting in front of your perfect customer, I think Facebook ads, Instagram, all that is amazing for gym owners. But let's say you had two neighborhoods, one where you were doing everything to grow your gym right now. Everything that you were doing and you're doing well. You're bringing in some clients, you're closing some deals, you're doing some rehash, you're bringing some new movers in, like whatever, in neighborhood A. Now in neighborhood B, let's say you were doing all of that, but every other week or every week they were getting a tiny little billboard in their mailbox,
mm-hmm,
talking about you, exactly what you do. Because we know with direct mail, it's not like you get a piece of mail and you're like, I have to stop everything I'm doing right now and scan this and just leave everything. But it's that reminder. You're like, oh man, where am I? See, I'm seeing this gym everywhere. They're on my Facebook and I swear I've gotten, honey, haven't we got a couple postcards? They got this husband wife deal right now. Should we go check? It's just that reinforcement of the, yeah, touches.
Yep.
That's what we really made easy with direct mail.
So obviously you'd imagine that neighborhood B would get more clients out of that, right?
Like, I would bet my kidney every single time, my kid stem cells, whatever you want, yeah, me to wager.
You already got rid of it though. I thought,
well, it was to sell it to start the company. Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. And so what's really cool, guys, is everything he said is correct. I mean, I did all of those things. Randy was, yeah, in my, oh, office, yeah, with, I went and got the bins from the post office with the paper. You had to put it by carrier route. It was, it felt cool, like I knew what I was doing, but that was a complete waste of our time because I should have been, right, doing something else.
Training,
right,
someone. Well, bringing, yeah, in client.
I mean, at the end of the day, like the biggest thing, I mean, Facebook marketing, if we just talk about it globally,
yeah,
right? If you're dangerous with Facebook marketing, it's because you have that data and you're, absolutely, using that data back into your marketing, right?
Right.
Retargeting campaigns. You know the awareness levels of the marketplace that you're speaking to. You're not just throwing ads at everybody in the area and expecting them all to walk through the door. And that's what I like. This is the approach you bring to direct mail. It's not just blanketing neighborhoods and hitting everybody. Let's target the people who are similar to the people who are already spending money with us.
Right, correct.
Right? Let's target that avatar. Let's speak to them specifically because we have a higher chance, right? If their neighbor who looks, feels, acts, buys, does all the things just like them, that is somebody that we could be speaking to, we should be speaking to, and have that greater opportunity. And that's where I think gym owners, the biggest thing is you're saving money.
you might not be throwing many touches out to the entire neighborhood, but you're strategically attacking, right? Who was our buddy?
He'd seeking missiles.
That's what I was trying to come up with. Remember when it was like Rick and Casey? It was like the difference between, like, you know, the shotgun effect and a sniper rifle.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
Well, right. This is Rick's analogy. It was like, we shoot the shotgun out first to kind of see who the targets are. And then we shoot rifles after that. Right?
Exactly.
It makes a lot of sense, right? You're honing in on your targeting with your tool. I mean, it doesn't just do the age, it does the gender, but it also does what else?
There's income, there's length of residence, there's if they have kids or not. And there's some stuff we've put on that tool to make it really easy. I think we added like 7 or 8 filters, but we're a data company before we're anything. That's so if there's another list that you need, like we were talking about before the pop, like a couple cool strategies or whatever that gym owners could use. And I think, like, I take it back for a sec where it's like, we just have to realize, like, humans are predictable creatures. We do, like, as human beings, we do what makes us feel comfortable. And if you go to the cliche of, like, the home is where the heart is, think about the neighborhood you live in right now. Is it fair to say, like, you might not be cracking a beer every weekend, borrowing each other's lawnmower, your kids aren't hanging out, but, like, more often than not, even when you were shopping for your home or looking at where to live, there's an average age range, there's an average income, there's an average, and so, like, it was another case study we did at Dope. The neighbors of your current customers are 10 times more likely to hire you for the same services as your neighbors because they just live a same or similar lifestyle. So let's go to, like, when you look at your neighborhood that you live in now and then rewind back where you were in, like, your mid-20s or something like that. Mm-hmm. Think about the people you lived around. They were going to work around the same time. They're mowing their lawn. They're washing their car. They're doing whatever. And as you got a little further in life, people are hiring those services, or the conversations you're having across the fence are a little bit different. So when you go to predictability, it's just like the people that are going into your gym right now, again, this is a wide stat. It might be a little bit different for gym owners, but there is a percentage of people higher that just because they live next door to the people that are a member of your gym, they would be more likely to attend your gym because of the lifestyle they live.
And you'll appreciate this. Early in the game, when I was trying to figure out who our client was, we did it was called Maps and Streets. It was an old CD-ROM. Yeah. And we had a little CSV file, and I put in all of our clients' address, and I wanted to see where they lived on a map. I feel like I was a little ahead of my time.
A little bit.
Pat my head on the back. Maybe I should have created this software. And what we did was, we're like, crap, all of our best clients live in these, like, 3 neighbor pockets.
Bingo.
And they're already neighbors of each other.
Yeah.
And so we just fired stuff into those neighborhoods. And with your system, it does, like, automatically, it's freaking fantastic.
Well,
right?
that's one of our real, like, secret sauces about this, making, like, a sales pitch. I mean, just something as simple as, doesn't matter what CRM you're using to manage your database or whatever, when you mark a client approved or a new membership signed up, we can make postcards automatically go to their neighbors just by changing that status in your CRM without lifting a finger. Like you were saying before, mm-hmm. some of the stuff you guys were doing, moving and shaking, dropping off the bins, whatever.
Yeah.
I think we all have to hold ourselves a little bit more accountable and just where we spend our time. Like I like to say, like, the most important number you'll ever hear in your life is 1440. It's how many minutes you have in the day.
Ooh,
you got to eat, you got to sleep, you got to shit, you got to hang out with your kids. But, like, those other minutes, like, Are you truly, and again, get into the cliches of business, are you truly spending your time on the stuff that you're good at?
Well, I mean, just even the left to right, the soft, like before the podcast, I mean, it took us 1 minute to send up and send 4 weeks of direct mail. Tim and I can vouch that, I mean, both of us plus probably two or three other people, it was multiple days just setting up the mailers to get them in the mail.
Yeah. We're in a hurry to get that guy who just won the PGA to get in the gym, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no big deal. John, if you're listening, come on in, buddy. Just drive down the hill and come on and see us. I mean, we talked about a couple of strategies, and I want the gym owners that are listening to this to hear this, because your wheels are going to start turning just like mine were. The first one was you got people, new movers, right? There's a database of new movers that your system ties into, and every month you can fire off automatically, right?
Yep. So there's an interesting statistic. In the United States, let's go 5 days a week, 10 to 30,000 real estate transactions a day, every day, people that bought or sold a house. And when you look at like why people buy things, it's life events. So let's say you have a gym and it's here in Beverly Hills, you're in 90210, mm-hmm. and you service a 5 mile radius. You find that people don't really travel more than 5 miles to come to your gym for whatever
that's
reason.
True. Mm-hmm.
You can get on a feed. So every single week, January 1st, you start your new home buyer feed. Every single week, when someone moves in that first week of January, they are enrolled in a drip that's at, you know, it's a 4 mailer drip or an 8 mailer drip or whatever. Welcome to the neighborhood. Here's a, you know, we're the number one gym in town. Here's a case study of someone that this is what happened to them. Here's one of our trainers, meet him. Here's our dog, the mascot of the gym. That's the thing, yep. That's the whatever. You're just building your brand with these people. So it's another thing. So Tim lives at 123 Main Street. Dave moves in next door to 125 Main Street. Dave and his family are gonna spend $8,000 to $15,000 in cash within 90 days, more than Tim. On what? A new dentist, a new mechanic, a new gym, a new maintenance man, a new painter, a new whatever. You remember when the last time you moved and your wife had the credit card and it was so hot because like, you were swiping it? What are you doing? Calm down. I see the Amazon boxes. What else are we doing?
I'm living it. I close on the house in 6 days. So yeah.
And so you look at just the convenience of those things. People need help and new home buyers. It's just, we call it in the data world, we call it a feed. It's like babies. They're born every day. You can't tell how many, but what we do, we'll take your zip code. We'll pull a 5 mile radius of every zip code in your area of your gym. We'll pull 12 months and we'll say, here's the average over 12 months. Fantastic. Because in Minneapolis where we're at, unlike here, I can't imagine too many people move when it's 130 degrees like it is here in Phoenix today. Yeah,
they're not out there moving.
So Minnesota, same thing, right? Fair statement that in June, more people move in Minnesota than January. So we can never tell you, you know, I know exactly how many people, but we can give you an average over the year so you can come up with a budget. And this stuff, it's so affordable. It's crazy.
Okay, so that's one strategy. Yeah. I mean, okay, cool. That's great. Wouldn't that be nice just to have a 4 or 5 weekly drips to a new mover? The second thing is past clients, right? Like
all day.
We got a whole list of past clients. I would venture a guess if you've been in business for a few years, you got more past clients than you do current clients. Yep. Unfortunately, we wish we could keep them all, but like, let's go say we miss them. Let's get them back, right? Yeah. You got a system for that.
So we can not only do postcards, but we can do customized handwritten notes. So it can be from Tim the gym. Oh, hey, Dave, saw you haven't been in a couple months. We were running a deal. I got a free training session. If you want to come back in and check it out, you know, I know life gets busy, whatever. The messaging around the rehash of a gym, because again, I think what happens a lot in this industry, people, who doesn't want to be fit? Who doesn't want to be in shape? Like all of us do. Now, who's going to put in the work? That's a different story. Mm-hmm. But that constant reminder or accountability, and depending on the messaging around your gym, maybe you focus more on like athletes, PT stuff, you know, like getting people in for that. Or maybe it's like a different vibe. You have an older crowd or something. When you can think out like, why do the people, maybe ask some of the people that are in your gym today, why do you choose to come here? Mm-hmm. And you take that messaging and you think through like, how do you remind people that came before? It's not like every single person that doesn't go to your gym right now is like, oh, fuck those guys, I'm never doing that. Life happened. Something happened. Yeah, and so a rehash campaign, you can take the addresses on a very, very low minimum order. And again, you're still going to email, you're still going to text, you're still going to do like whatever you're doing, but we go back to that science of neighborhood A or neighborhood B. Mm-hmm. I like to tell a story where it's like, you know, Dave might like to watch the video, John might like to listen to the audio, Jim might like to read the book, You got to be selfish for your customers. So the different ways that you touch them or get in front of them, some people love watching Facebook ads, but they would never believe that a robot's not going to steal their information if they engage with a chat.
Yeah.
Someone else told me the other day, like, do you know the hackers are in the QR codes now? They're going to get your info. I'm like, so you mean to tell me, Sally, that I'm going to scan a QR code, it's going to take me to a website, and they're going to steal my personal information? Have fun living in that fear.
Yeah.
But you just go to all of it, right? Everyone's got their different thoughts. And so if you can proactively or intentionally be looking at, like, maybe it's been a year since you ran a rehash campaign. I know you guys offer services to gyms where you can do, like, the you know, a lot of different channels
and stuff. Yeah.
But now let's just add direct mail, because especially for your guys' gym where we're sitting today, your audience is a little bit older.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They love postcards. They love handwritten notes. Yeah, and so when you look at, you know, that rehash stuff, for gyms especially, can get very, very powerful.
Okay. That's the second strategy. Third strategy we talked about was the neighbors, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you can drop all your current members in there and then just blow out the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. What if you have two neighbors that are already neighbors?
We use that as a suppression list.
Oh.
So what we can do,
there was an answer.
we call it a retro blitz. So if Tim, the gym owner, comes in, and let's just use an even number. Let's say you got 100 clients from last year or whatever.
Yeah.
We can take and we can pull a list of the nearest 10, 25, 50 neighbors of each one of those houses and set up a campaign. So just the same if you had your automation set up, so every time someone signs up, the neighbors get put in like a flow of postcards, we can do that retroactively. We can go back and say, maybe it's not even 100 members. Maybe it's your top 50. Maybe it's the people you want more of. You ran a promotion and that worked really well or whatever. We can take any list of customers you have, retroactively pull their neighbors. Now you're just running a test and you're setting baselines. Dave, I've never sent mail, or I did EDDM back in 09, but I got away from it or whatever. What's great about our service is you can set baselines. So you can spend whatever. This is, we're not talking about tens of thousands of dollars or anything like
That's
that.
That's what it used to be.
All day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all day.
Because in the old school, you would have to pull a list of 10,000 people, and it's a buck each or even 80 cents a piece, uh-huh. and you get two clients, right? And you'd be blown. Maybe. And you're like,
I'm never doing this again.
Right.
Yeah.
With what we're talking about here, folks, is super targeted.
Absolutely.
We're not blanketing neighborhoods. We're going after the perfect clients. Okay.
Hey, successful gym owners. Is your gym on solid ground pulling in at least $30,000 per month? But you're wondering what's next? Well, we've got the answer for you. It's the Iron Circle. The Iron Circle is an exclusive growth community tailored specifically to gym owners just like you. Those striving for the next level of success. We're all about real world knowledge and strategies to boost your business to new heights. To find out more, visit our website at ironcircle.net. It's the Iron Circle because you're not just running a gym, you are building a legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
So the next thing we talked about was happy birthday, kind of
it's one of my favorite ones.
So you can pick people who are a specific age group and then during their birthday, drop in what? Just a series of cards. Happy birthday.
I know none of us have probably been there recently, but raise your hand if you're listening or watching or here if you've been to Olive Garden.
Old school.
Old school, right?
I'm saying, oh, yeah.
Probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the cards you used to get every month from Olive Garden? Like free breadsticks on your birthday or whatever. That came from jerks like me. When you fill out stuff online or DMV or loans or whatever, like, again, I always rib on people for this, for like privacy and stuff, because I get it, right? You're out in the world. There's maps, there's tools, there's data. You can get targeted. I have bad news for you guys. If you ever filled out anything ever, people like me have your information.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a Star Wars analogy, right? It's Luke Skywalker, it's Darth Vader. What are you doing with it?
Yeah.
And so when you use it for the powers of good and you look at targeting, your birthday's out there, I promise. And Olive Garden had it 20 years ago before we came out.
Yeah.
And
the
idea is not only can you target people with a birth month of this month. Like I could pull anyone in this area, just broad, everyone that's got a birthday. It's probably like, I don't know, 70, 80% coverage of people or whatever. But now we go to like all the other cool filters you can use. They're between this age range. They have a dog. They do a thing. They have credit card behavior that's this. And now you can get super, super, super targeted. So again, I go back to like, dope marketing's a cool name, but data on previous engagement. It was actually my sniper buddy, and he's one of the guys, they 17 tours, they make the movies about like that type of stuff. He was telling me when we got the name, when I started the company, I didn't know the DOPE stand for data on previous engagement, but he told me that as a sniper on your mission, you need DOPE for your scope to make a decision. Yeah. You need data on previous engagements.
That's how you correct your shots.
To run your next mission.
Yeah.
For everything. And so now when you look at like how granular can you get with these birthdays, these movers, these, you know, targeted neighborhoods, mm-hmm. these neighbors, it's just you're giving yourself more ammunition to get it right, because success in business is in the simplicity.
Oh, yeah.
And what if you could just have a system where instead of getting your message in front of 1,000 people, you were focused on the 100 hand raisers. You were focused on the 100 people that were actually just a little bit more likely to make that decision.
Sure.
So when we start with these four perfect strategies for gym owners, you're just taking that next step to make a data-driven decision to help you get more of the right people in your gym.
And gym owners are feeling that right now. I mean, social media, I mean, you hear, I don't have a problem getting leads. I have a quality lead problem, right? And so, I mean, let's just skip that. We can go right into the data that we already have and use that to hone the message and the targeting. And you're saving yourself a lot of that costly test. You know what I mean? By the blanket stuff that traditionally was the only way to get some feedback was, hey, let's throw it all out there. So, you know, throw everything against the wall, see what sticks, and then deal with it. This, we can skip a lot of that fluff that costs money. Every time you send something to somebody who's not your buyer, you've spent money. You're never going to get that return on that
investment. And the money, but let's even go to the 1440 to the time.
The time.
Not only the time you spent doing it, the time you spent trying to figure it out, the time you spent frustrated that it didn't work, the time you spent going through because you're distracted, so you're not doing this, like... all that shit adds up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about data for a second. If anybody's heard our podcast, we're very data-driven people. Amen. We make decisions. We're not, they're logical. You've got a tool here that, a new report that you can run probably better than all of the things we've already talked about.
And we can probably pop one on the screen up.
Yeah.
So you guys can kind of see like a...
So what, and you can explain it deeper, but Dave said earlier, he's like, hey, if we can take your 100 best clients or all of your clients, and we need to find out exactly who your clients are. You may have some idea. You may think you know what your client is, but by name, address, email, phone number, we can, with an NDA, of course. Send it over to the team, and they can run a report, which you call what?
It's a data model is what we call
it. Okay, and walk us through that.
Yeah, so... I want you guys to put yourself in the world like this got really big in like commercial leasing, where like I was going to open a TGI Fridays over in Scottsdale and I was looking at three different buildings, and I know my plate cost at TGI Fridays. I know my avatar. I know who I want in there. And they would model out like a 5-mile radius of each one of the lease options. There, and they'd be like, where can I place this thing? Because we already know who's going to come. I can pop up a Fridays tomorrow. We know who it's going to attract. The concept of data modeling started in this kind of like corporate real estate, where I shouldn't say started, but whereas I kind of like saw the forest through the trees, and I was like, okay, what if you started taking this for your clients? And we could say, Tim, give me your top, you know, your 100 members of your gym from last year, and let's look at how to make some data-driven decisions. So let's put them all on a spreadsheet, and we know their name, we know their address, maybe we got their phone, maybe we got their email. And again, data privacy, NDA around all this, we would never sell this, give it away, whatever. But there's some Bill Nye the Science Guy shit in here. So you can dive in and you can go, okay, I have these 100 people. I'm going to think third grade math. Remember like mean, median, mode? So we would go like, okay, if I can on this list get everyone's age, I can get their income, I can get how many kids they have, I can get how long they've lived in their house. Maybe we tap into Experian. We can get their FICO score within 50 points. Single woman in the household, senior in a household, some of their credit card behavior data. And then we can take and lay out like, you might think you know who your perfect customer is, but let me tell you based on math, here is the average age of those 100 people. Here's the average income of those 100 people. Here's how many kids they have on average. Here's how much money they make on average. Then we take those 100 people, we put them on a map. We see where those three neighborhoods were that we were targeting before, where You were doing the thing our software is doing.
Yep.
Now we look on the map and we just draw the shapes and we make the sweet spots. And we say, I'm going to target everyone between 55 and 65 years old that makes over 150K a year, that's retired, that has this whatever. And you're just, it's just predict. It's one thing to have intention. It's one thing to say, I have the intention to use data in my business to make a decision. It's another thing to actually create predictable marketing campaigns based on things that are working. Because there are times as business owners, we know something's working,
Yeah.
We might not know exactly what it is. Now, it's always good. I always like to say, like, you guys all have businesses. What does the E in EIN stand for?
Employee.
No, it stands for ego, and you got to get the fuck out of your way sometimes.
Ego.
Like, we all you're think right. we know it right. Well, oh, I don't respond to Facebook ads. I don't look at this. I don't do it. Dude, like, you're not always your customer.
Oh, and that's a big thing, too. And, I mean, I can tell you right off the bat, speaking to gym owners every day, if I ask them what their avatar client is, they can tell me a gender and an age group, an age bracket.
Yeah.
That's usually the limit.
Female in their 40s.
Yeah, female in their 45 to 55.
This goes deeper. And what you were telling us, I mean, this is like a $10,000 report, and we were able to knock it. You had that special on your website, yeah. $8,000. I was like, man, gym owners can't afford $8,000.
Sure.
Like,
yeah, right.
On if somebody wanted that, what can we get it down to for them?
I mean... There's a couple different packages. You guys throw up the landing page in the show notes. You guys have
just for that report. They want all of it, but like that report right there, that one was the heavy hitter. That I mean, just to get somebody that information,
what do we usually charge?
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Oh, I mean, dude, like all day, $5,000, $10,000, all day. So there's some math there with like what's the size of your list and whatever.
Right.
Tim's been twisting my arm.
I've been slamming him for it.
We got a little bit of a better deal for you guys.
Okay, we'll throw it up in the show notes. You guys, we worked out an exclusive profit only. Like, guys, this is the information you've been missing.
Yep.
Right? And again, we've been talking data for years. And unfortunately, I have my opening. Guys, if you're going to come see me and perform better, I've got my opening slide. The biggest syndrome killing gym owners today is shiny ball syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
You get it in your head. You start making emotional decisions because you think there's a big money grab over here. This kind of data, this is the antidote for shiny ball syndrome. Amen. Is knowing the cleanest data that you've got, and you can make decisions, logical decisions around your marketing, who to speak to, what to say, where to say it, when to send it, all of it. It's all dialed in.
Well, and the same thread that we've been speaking lately is simplification of the business, right? Throwing out blanketed mailers to everybody is very difficult, right? Simplify. The data allows you to simplify that and just speak to those that have their hand raised, that are more likely to purchase and buy from you based on those, you know, the data that's been gathered. And that, again, it's one thing that you keep bringing time up, and that's such a valuable thing. And we know gym owners are strapped for time, and they want to buy, this is your opportunity to buy time back and do it in a way that's going to have exponential result as opposed to leaving, you know, pushing more off the table.
Amen.
You're way more dangerous and more targeted with the time that you are spending. And I mean, literally we spent minutes being able to send maybe a couple minutes being able to send a campaign that we know traditionally it just the labor of setting up the mailers alone, that seat that we sat in, was days. Absolutely. So I mean, right there, like what's the value of your time per hour as a gym owner? What do you value your time at? 2-3 days of your time, I mean, that should be a few $1,000s worth of value just for your personal time. You just bought all that back by one simple solution.
If you guys look at anyone and however you determine like what is successful to you, right? You can say no to anything. You can do what you want to with your time. You walk in your door and the people that depend on you love you. Whatever your definition of success is, every person that I've ever gotten around in my life that I define as successful is just practicing a simple thing every day, is buying their fucking minutes back.
Oh yeah.
Anything they can time. Do mm-hmm. all the time. Yep.
Yep. Amazing. And guys, the whole poles in the water concept of, you got to fish in different ponds. You got to have different hooks, different bait, different depths. This is another medium you're missing. You haven't done direct mail in years. What's old is new. I think it's going to work even better now than ever before. I mean, it's just people, like you said, they love a postcard, but the handwritten stuff, I mean, lots of angles, guys. So we've got a special offer for you guys. It's going to be in the show notes. We've worked it out with Dave, exclusive to ProFit.
Yep.
If you go to their website, you'll pay more. You can if you want.
if you want to.
Yeah, he's happy to take more money.
Sure, come on, yeah.
But you know, my buddy says, he goes, I give everybody the opportunity to pay full price. You know what I mean?
That's great.
Sell me. So Dave, thanks for joining us, man. That was awesome information. I know you got to get going and go hang out with Andy Elliott, and appreciate your time, man.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me, man. Thank you. This is a blast. Thank you.
All right, guys, that's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. All right, and thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals.
Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies seven-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.